Greetings and welcome back to Sfatai Tiftach, the podcast series in which we look at issues of grammar in our tefillah and Kriyat HaTorah. In this week's parasha, Parashat Chayesar, we have a phenomenon that shows up in three different words several times in the first Aliyah, the negotiations between Avraham and Ephron. In Pasuk Bet, the first word is Vatamot, and even though it's written with two kamatzim, va with a patach, Tav with a kamatz and Mem with a kamatz, we still read it Vatamot, not Vatamat. We have the same phenomenon at the beginning of Pasuk Gimel, Vayakom, in the same pattern of Patach, Kamatz, Kamatz, but the Kuf is pronounced as O, Vayakom, and we have the same phenomenon in Pasuk Tet, sorry, in Pasuk Yod. And these words appear several times in these negotiations. Why are these words pronounced the way that they are? Why is this a kamatz katan? And indeed, it gives either a different meaning or just a non-meaning if it's pronounced be'azne or vayakam or vatamat. The reason is, the rule is that whenever you have a kamatz, which is in a closed syllable, which means it ends with a consonant, so Vatamot ends with a Tav, Vayakom ends with a Mem, and Beozne ends with a Zayin and a Shva, so it's a closed syllable. And rule number two is that the syllable is not stressed. Remember, in every polysyllabic word that we have in Hebrew, there is a stressed syllable. So the parsha starts with Vayiyu, Chaye, Sara. Typically in Hebrew, the stress is on the last syllable in the word. Occasionally it's on an earlier syllable for different reasons, something we'll look at in a later podcast. And so when the kamatz that we're talking about is in a closed, unstressed syllable, it becomes a kamatz katan, and therefore vatamot. And the reason for that is because the essential word is mut, to die. In Pasuk Gimel Vayakom, the essential word is kum, to get up. And later on, when we have the word ozen, the original word is ozen, with a cholam. And so it becomes be'ozne v'nechet. And there are quite a number of words that are affected by this phenomenon. This is, of course, besides the chataf kamatz, when you have a kamatz with a chataf, meaning a shva next to it, which means it's essentially a shva, but for different reasons it cannot be pronounced that way. We put a kamatz in there, that is also a kamatz katan, and to be pronounced that way. This way our reading is proper, we express what the Torah wants us to express, and understand it properly. How do we know which syllable is the stressed syllable? And for that we have Tamei Mikra, the trope marks, something that we'll speak about in a later podcast, but typically the syllable that is marked with the trope mark is the stressed syllable. Shabbat Shalom.